بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قيلولة The meaning of قيلولة قيلولة refers to the practice of resting after lunch. To sleep is not a requisite, merely resting is sufficient. قيلولة which is siesta is a sunnah. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to Quba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to the home of Ummu Haram radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to her home as usual, she offered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam food. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate and then took a rest. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Sulaim radiyallahu ta'ala anha used to spread open a leather bedding for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon which he would take siesta. The time for qailullah on Fridays, Sayyiduna Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates we used to perform Jum'ah salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and we would take a nap thereafter. Qailullah, a must. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, gain strength for nightly devotions by sleeping during the day. Sa'ib ibn Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whenever Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to pass by them during the afternoon, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would instruct them to go have qailullah. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, observe qailullah as shaitan does not do so. It is narrated that once Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu learnt that one of his governors did not have the habit of having qailullah. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter to him in which he said, have qailullah. I have already told you that shaitan does not have qailullah. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi writes that the sahaba punctually observe qailullah. Observing qailullah strengthens the mind, it revitalizes and stimulates a person. It specifically aids in performing ibadah during the night. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has written that sleeping in the afternoon is a good habit. It is narrated from Sa'id ibn Jubayr that who in turn narrates from a sahabi that sleeping in the afternoon is a righteous habit. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.